30,000 members of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation have voted to strike in response to the first District Health Board pay increase offer that they received last month. The organisation says the decision to strike is a last resort. A mediation is scheduled for the next few days, and the organisation is calling for a counter-offer that reflects a living wage. I spoke to Geraldine Kirkwood, a charge nurse, and David Waite from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation about staffing, pay and other issues for nurses. The NZNO and at least 30,000 of its members are not happy with the first DHB pay increase offer that you received last month. If David could start us off, why do you believe this offer is not acceptable?
Well, I mean, we're really at a point where the nursing workforce is in a crisis. We've got a nursing shortage. We've been stretched, beyond belief with the requirements of COVID. But we were already in a pretty dark place when it came to staffing levels and quality care. And so the main issue for members is really around pay and about the ability to recruit a future workforce and even keep the nurses that we already have. I think that's probably our main issue for members. And the DHBs at the moment, their offer is less than inflation as an annualised increase for members. So it does nothing to address these issues.
Geraldine, how is this pay offer make you feel as a nurse yourself?
Really not valued, I have to say. And that's the key message that our members want to get out to the public, is we were the ones to stand up during COVID. As David said, a lot of us took up additional roles and we're doing work outside our norm, and we continue to do so. We're still in the grip of a worldwide pandemic, and I guess that's the issue, is that we're supposed to be the backbone of the health system, but we're not being valued as such. We're being seen as a cost rather than an asset, and that's the message that our members want to get out to the public. We're here to help, we're here to care, but actually we need to be able to live as well. Austerity won't help with recruitment and retention. I know of lots of nurses that I've spoken to, from Whangarei down to Dunedin, that are looking to go to Australia because Australia are investing in nursing education, nursing salaries and nursing conditions. The issues are definitely working conditions and pay, absolutely. We want a safe health system for all New Zealanders.
There is a mediation scheduled in the next few days. What do you both hope to come from this?
Well, so we're wanting the DHBs to turn up with a revised offer, one that is significantly better than what they've currently put on the table. I think we're also looking for the DHBs to take some action on some of our other key issues, like professional development and recognition for additional responsibilities that nurses take on, and also for postgraduate qualifications.
And Geraldine, how are the current staffing and pay issues affecting nurse members?
There's just not enough nurses to do the job that we need to do. A lot of our shifts are being filled by overtime, and that's not sustainable. Our staff are getting quite tired. When you go around and talk to the average nurse, I worked with a nurse the other night, and she's 3 years out from graduation. She's shift coordinator, and she said she goes home after a night shift at 9 a.m. in the morning. Now, that's not reasonable or safe. So we need to be looking after these young nurses. And she also said she's looking at Australia as a viable option because of the conditions and because of the salary. So she feels safer working over there than she does here in New Zealand. We stood up to help a population of 5 million, I beg your pardon, so we need them to look after us as well. Most nurses are just absolutely exhausted. I find nurses crying in cupboards. I find nurses just saying, like, I can't do this anymore. Our sick leave has gone up as well. So that, like, you know, the members have voted. They've absolutely signed unanimously that this is the way they want to go. So they've had enough.
Sorry, if I could just jump in there. It's quite a massive step for nurses to be taking strike action. And we did have strike action in the previous round of bargaining, but before then it was 30 years since we've had a national strike. So, you know, I think that's indicative of how our members are feeling and the pressure that they're under. I just also wanted to pick up on the lack of nurses that we have at the moment. And as a country, we haven't trained enough of our own nurses to even replace those that leave the profession since 2016. And we rely incredibly heavily on internationally qualified nurses, like Geraldine, actually, as an internationally qualified nurse, to come in and fill our ranks. It's, you know, I think we've been pushed to a breaking point, and this is our members standing up for our health system.
And this has been also met with the government's wage restraint announcement. Geraldine, what was your reaction to this, and are you worried that it could affect nurses?
Of course I'm worried. I'm worried about the existing nurses, and as David said, also the future nurses. We're not going to make this profession attractive to come into when they can earn more in other careers. So that's the biggest challenge, is going to be training our staff and keeping them in New Zealand. So as I said, it's retention and recruitment. When I sat down and did some analysis and information I was sent, New Zealand has one of the highest users of IQNs, but 27% of nurses registered in New Zealand are like myself from overseas. So the borders are currently closed, so we're having problems recruiting. We need to be able to recruit and retain. We really do. It's critical. I just can't say it enough. It's dire out there. It really is.
And David, what is NZNO's stance on the wage restraint announcement?
Like the rest of the public sector unions, we were furious about that. You know, while it's been called wage restraint, that initial description of a wage freeze was probably more accurate for our members, because most of our members are in that bracket of between 60,000 and 100,000. And so they wouldn't have got a pay rise except for exceptional circumstances. So when you say exceptional circumstances, what does that even mean? It certainly doesn't sound like an easy bar to achieve. So I guess we're optimistic going into tomorrow with the government clarifying that that was a starting point for discussions and not something that was going to necessarily apply across the board. Yeah, so the next 2 days for us will be quite critical, really, in terms of whether the strike goes ahead or not.
This morning it was announced that an Auckland vaccination centre might have to cut the number of days it operates unless it gets more vaccinators, because they